On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to Bianca and Caitlin, and they have come up with an app. It's called Destination Batch. And let me tell y'all, it is genius. It takes all of the guesswork out of planning a party, whether it be for a bride, for a groom, or let's say you just really want to go to Charleston with your girlfriends. This app is amazing. You can download it. You can plan your party from the swag you're going to wear to the restaurants to the location. And these ladies have built a relationship with all your vendors to ensure that you are getting the exact party that you want. Stay tuned to hear more. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have on two ladies that have come up with an amazing app to solve all of your bachelor and bachelorette needs. Caitlin and Bianca, thank y'all so much for being on with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jordy.
Yes, I just downloaded Destination Batch, and this app is genius.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
So, guys, I want you to tell the listeners about the app and how you came up with this idea.
Yeah. So, we were going on a ton of our friends' and families' bachelorette parties, and they're always super fun, and it's always a super exciting time. But we kind of noticed these common threads that happened in all of them where we were spending so much money and there wasn't really a budget. There was always like the same elements of drama, sometimes just trying to figure out details of the party or when you're on it. There were some stress points that seems to align on every party. So we thought that we could come up with a solution. And so Bianca and I have been friends for over 20 years. We grew up like dancing together. And so it's been a super amazing partnership, and literally couldn't be better. So we launched our app in October on the App Store and Google Play Store. So the thing about this app that we put a lot of energy into is that it does cost splitting. So basically you choose where you want to go, what dates, how many people. And in our formula, it just kind of like splits everything up for the guests, and it covers the bride's cost. So you can also see, you know, how much you're paying for the bride and things like that. And we have all these different features to make the bachelorette or bachelor trip as smooth and affordable and as fun as possible.
I love it because it makes so much sense. And you know what? I feel like most of us ladies and men, we look forward to the bachelor and bachelorette party as much as we look forward to our wedding.
Totally. Oh, for sure. Totally. Because you're with your best friends. You know, you're going on a trip, or a lot of times, you know, you're going to another destination, which is why we called it Destination Batch. But you can use this for any party you have anywhere. But exactly. And you want to make it fun and you are spending money. So you want to get the most out of it. That's kind of the bottom line. And, you know, we just thought like, okay, there's got to be a way to make it a little bit more seamless.
It's true. And I feel like y'all did that. Y'all took the guesswork out of everything. And I do think it's one of those things too, where sometimes the bride may feel a little bit of pressure, like, oh my gosh, I don't want this to be hard or complicated. And they don't want to put it on their friends, but I feel like you almost put it on the app and it does it for you. And seeing how easy it is, I think that it just really, it's great all around
Thank
for
you.
Everybody involved.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I love that. So I went ahead and downloaded the app. And so like on the first page, I saw Charleston and Scottsdale and Austin and all these amazing places. So let's say I were to choose Charleston, because that is definitely a destination that I still want to go to so bad. So do you have a list of contacts that you work with directly in Charleston to fit each party's need, or how does that work?
Yes. So we have vendors in each and every one of our cities that we have. Even if you choose your destination of the city that you want to go to, we still have all of our vendors in those specific cities as well. And then we would just work with you on what events that you want to do throughout that weekend. And you also have 3 different packages that you can choose from with us as well. We have our Life's a Batch, and then we have our My Perfect Batch. And with Life's a Batch and My Perfect Batch, it either comes with 1 or 2 events. So you can choose whatever you want to do throughout that weekend for either your one event or your two events that you have and want to plan.
Yeah. And to add on to that, we have like a roster of, mm-hmm. of contacts everywhere. And so we get really good deals with them. And that's kind of what the perk is also of using the app, is that not only are you seeing what you're spending and it's super clear, but we make deals on our end, and our vendors love working with us. And so we can get you like a 20% discount or something like that. And like we said, you pay ahead of time. So instead of the maid of honor or whoever's planning it, you know, putting down a couple grand for XYZ event, you're just paying one sum with everything in it, and it's all upfront, and then you're all set to go. So there's no Venmos or anything like that. So it actually ends up being way cheaper. You understand, you know, exactly what you're doing. Everyone's on board. There's no surprises, and it's all in one sum.
And I think that's a big key part here, is there's no surprises, because let's be honest, let's say I wanted to go, like, I'm obsessed with the Bella Twins and they live in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I'm always like, I want to go to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, right.
Well, if I went there, I wouldn't know where to begin. I wouldn't know where to go eat or what is something fun to do there. And so I think that the fact that y'all have a list of vendors and you can get it at a discount, I mean, I think that that's also great from a safety standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about, like, you know, the connections. We hear stories yes. all the time of people kind of getting duped, or they think that they're getting a great deal on this boat, and then they realize, like, oh, actually, you know, this boat is an extra hour away. It's not what we wanted. And those are kind of like yes. the horror stories that you hear. And that's exactly what you don't want to happen when you're going on this trip with a lot of people and there's money involved. I mean, that's a nightmare situation. So that's exactly what we take out of it, is we vet all these vendors and people. So that way, you know that you're getting the best experience. We have personal relationships with them, so they know us. They want to give you the best, you know, experience possible. And I think also that with every single event, that's the challenge with planning bachelorette parties, is there are so many details you don't think about until you're like in the middle of it, or until you're like pressing the book mm-hmm. button, you know, with location and tipping and other fees and mm-hmm. just all these like little minute details that get really, really overwhelming, that we've kind of all, you know, we have it all figured out for you.
I do. I love this, just like you said, for any party, really, because I think that it's just, it's amazing. And you want to be able to know where you're going. And like you said, not have any surprises. I have to tell you this story. So we actually did a bachelorette party, I guess it was 2.5 years ago in Nashville. Well, when we arrived at the airport, they had lost my luggage. So I went to the guy to tell him that they lost my luggage, and I gave him the address of where we were staying, which was an Airbnb. And he just looked up at me and said, "Why are you going to that street?" And wow. I said, "What do you mean? This is where our Airbnb is." And he went, "Oh my goodness. Okay. He said, "Listen, who's with you?" And I'm like, "Well, it's my friends. It's for a bachelorette party. We rented an Airbnb." She read the reviews, you know?
Right.
And he just said, "Okay, listen, I'm going to be honest. It's just a very transitional area," is what he called it. And he said, "You just need to be very careful. And when you go inside your Airbnb, don't go, like, lock the door and just don't go out at night." And I was like, "Wait, what?"
Uh-huh.
You know, just completely. And so I went and relayed the message to the girls. They were nervous. And when we arrived, I realized what he meant, because it was an older neighborhood, not as developed. And, you know, like, I'm from San Antonio and we have those areas too, but you see a lot of new construction in those areas. So you know, for us, had we known that, we probably wouldn't have booked that. We would have booked closer to town in a hotel or something else. But this is why, when I brought up safety earlier, we can't be the only ones that this has happened to.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Yeah. And that's a terrifying story. And oh my gosh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. And like, that is literally the epitome of stress and sort of a nightmare situation on a trip. Cause you're not mm-hmm. going to have a stressful time like that. But like, real safety and issues are involved. And when you have so many people like I said, so much money, so many cost splitting elements, it gets really confusing.
And the thing is, you can only do so much research on a specific location until you're like blue in the face and you're like, I can't do anymore. I think we should just stay here.
And you kind of go with a decision and you go with a group decision, and sometimes it turns out well and sometimes not. And that's exactly what we, you know, want to mitigate, to make sure that everyone is having, is in the best places for the best price, not in a sketchy place.
Exactly. Sketchy. That's the exact word for it. I mean, and it honestly, it ended up being fine. I mean, we were really smart and responsible about everything. And it made me feel, I don't know that I should say that it made me feel better, because I think other people that were on the same row felt the same way. Like, where are we? But yet there was a lot of other parties there because they did the same thing. They were probably like, oh, you know what? It's going to be fine. It's beautiful in the pictures.
Great
and the
deal. Yeah.
But yeah. So, having a relationship with your vendor, you know, you put your trust in you, and it sounds like y'all have just made great relationships with everyone. And I think that means everything in the world.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's great.
Thanks. Yeah.
So what I want y'all to do is, let's pretend that we are going somewhere. So I want you to take us through the app, from downloading it in the App Store or Google Play all the way through to picking a package, and just kind of walk us through it.
Sure. Yeah. So here's what you'll do. You'll type in Destination Batch into the App Store or Google Play Store. So our logo has a little diamond, so you just press that. And so if you are, it'll prompt you to sign up. So you put in your email, a password, and then it'll prompt you to say, you know, where would you like to go? And so like you mentioned, there were several cities that we have options for. There's also a choose your location, section. So you can click on the top there and it brings up a map. And you can literally choose any city of your choice. So from there, it'll ask you what dates you want to go. And you can also skip that. So you don't have to do that right away if you're not sure. It'll also ask you if you are the bride. You know, it'll say like, a lot of times it's the bride who's looking. Sometimes it's the maid of honor. And that's important because that gets into how the costs are split, you know, later on. So it'll ask you, you know, who you are, what your role is. So then you get to the screen, and it'll say the home screen, and it'll say build your batch. So you can click on that. And then, as Bianca mentioned earlier, we have different levels of packages. We have a basic one where you can get sort of like your t-shirts and swag and things like that. And decorations, and that all gets split up for you. Our next level has one activity, all of the swag and decorations and things like that. And then our final level has where you're staying, two activities, everything like that. So you can kind of search through. And so you'll see that different cities offer different sort of activities and places to stay and things like that. You choose the number of people you have, and then it'll literally just switch the price depending on how many people there are. And so I'll just kind of tell you, behind the scenes, we have this super, super complicated formula that breaks everything down, like to the cent, with, you know, what your cost is, what your cost is for covering the bride, and things like that. So once you choose your package and the activity you want to do and things like that, the host will be able to book. So you'll be able to lock in your party, and then you'll be able to see the whole cost breakdown. So depending on how many nights you're staying, it'll show you the price per guest per night. And you can also invite then everyone to your party. So you can add your party people. You just type in their email address. It sends them an invite, and then they go and download the app, and then they'll be able to see the party that you've chosen. So then they'll know exactly where they're going, what they're doing, how much they're spending, things like that. And then also, once you've booked your party, there's an automatic itinerary where you can click on that, and then it'll completely auto-populate for what you're doing that whole trip. So you'll be able to see the address of the Airbnb, you know, the addresses of some of the restaurants and things like that. You'll be able to see dinner reservations.
And then some of your activities as well.
Yeah, your activities, yeah. You know, information about that. There's a weather update. There's a packing list. Work with some fashion people who they put together storyboards for us. So you know exactly what you're supposed to bring. And, you know, a lot of times girls will do the black and white night where the bride wears white, the girls wear black, or a variation of that. And so we'll work with you to be able to make that custom for you as well. So essentially, everything will be all in one place. So you'll have all the information possible, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's just one sum. So basically, then you'll have this link and you'll pay, you know, whatever the cost is. And I would say that it ranges, depending on what package you have, between like $50. Right. If you're not doing your lodging, to, you know, maybe like 600 is a pretty common number, I think. And that's an amazing deal when you're staying for like three nights somewhere with two activities and all your decorations and all your t-shirts. And it's just in one sum. So you literally just pay one time and then you're good to go and you have all the information right there.
And you pay through that, correct. Right? No, this is amazing because one thing that you brought up was the swag, the shirts, the everything, because that is important. And that's something that I think people think of last minute. Oh my gosh, it's 2 days before. We need a bride shirt. We need bachelorette shirts. And you panic because you want something. And then this, I love that you put it in the package because you just like said so many things during that I was like, oh, check. I would want that. Check. I would want that. You know? Because I mean, mine was canceled because I'm
right,
gone,
right.
But that's okay because I just think that this is what makes it so wonderful because that is one thing that I wanted to bring up. So let's say that someone has this planned and they're super excited and looky here, we are in a red zone state or whatever the situation might be and they have to cancel. What happens then?
So we do have a cancellation policy that we integrate into with all of our vendors that we have, whether it's your place of stay that you're staying, so your lodging, an event, whatever it may be. We have a cancellation policy for everything. So you as a bride or the guest, like, do not worry. We have that on our end and we'll be handling it. That's also another good feature of why you want to use us as well, because you won't have to deal with any of that on your end.
Well, exactly, because I think that's what we've all had to do. I mean, this whole year of 2020, guys, we're almost there.
I know.
We're so close. 2021. Which we don't even know what 2021 is going to hold, but still, it was the year of change, and it was a year where we were all, I call it blindsided. Yep. You know, we didn't really know, and all we knew that we had to do was change, right? And for other people right now, though, they probably are still planning for a change. Like if they're just engaged or they want to plan a bachelorette party. And I think that Destination Batch has really covered everything, because to not have to worry about that and to put it on y'all, like, that's amazing. We're so grateful for that.
And think about it this way, right? I mean, it's like we handle, and like we just talked about earlier, these personal relationships. We have relationships with all these vendors, and we manage all of that. So rather than you going to your Airbnb and then going to your activities person and then dealing with your airline tickets and then dealing with, you know, the 100 million things, the t-shirts, you know, canceling that order, things like that. We do that all in one. So you're not, you know, you and your maid of honor or whoever is managing, you know, the plans and then conveying that to the rest of the group. You're not dealing with those individually. You just come to us and we just take care of all of it.
You're a one-stop shop.
That's correct.
Well, I love it. You know, I'm curious. I'm wondering if any of your, you know, brides have kept their bachelorette party but had to cancel their wedding or move their wedding back.
Yeah, you know, we just had a party. I would say it was in the fall.
Yeah.
And I know that it was going to be a destination wedding in January, and they still went forward with the bachelorette party. They did a winery tour and things like that. But they moved their wedding from January 2021 to January 2022. So they already did the bachelorette party. Wow. And that's a thing where it's just kind of like day by day where people are just trying to make the best decisions possible. You know, if everyone's already have that time booked out and they're able to make it, you know, I think people just say, let's go for it. But absolutely. I mean, we have another party who was the wedding was supposed to be June of 2020. So the bachelorette party was the month before, and that all got pushed back. Right. So it's just kind of case by case. And I think, I mean, we'll see, like we said, we'll see what happens with 2021, but it seems like things are trending that by this summer, hopefully travel will be much easier and things will be a little bit more open. But you know, it's all about just kind of being flexible and figuring out, like, is this the right thing for your group? And we'll just work with you for what is best for you.
And this is what I love so much, because it really is important to know that you can still have fun. You can plan a bachelorette party, and the fact that y'all have all the cancellation policies in place through every single vendor, I think that relieves a lot of stress, and it'll make a lot of people that much more inclined to go ahead and book it, you know, because you don't want to just, it's something so important, and it's really sad that people are having to cancel and just completely everything that they had, you know, pictured for their bachelorette party or their wedding. It's just, it had to change so drastically.
Exactly. And we, also to that point, you know, we're always, happy to like have a conversation. If you have any concerns about anything at all, that's the thing too, is that instead of you having to make those like tough decisions, you know, we'll kind of walk you through it. And so absolutely, if someone is considering planning, but unsure, it's kind of like a no lose situation, because no matter what, we'll be able to cancel it and move it and do whatever you need to do, and really take care of all of those concerns you have. And then also, you don't want to wait too long, right? If you're like, hey, I want to have this party, it's always better to plan ahead rather than do it, you know, last minute. So we can definitely help to make those pivots and things, you know, whenever and however you need to.
Yes. And that's so wonderful. So I'm just curious, do y'all have a city that has just really been the hot spot that everyone is like, I want, that was amazing, or that's the place I want to go?
Yes. So we actually have a few. We have like our normal, hot spot, which is actually super up and coming, Scottsdale. I know you talked about like Scottsdale and the Bella Twins a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I also love them and watch them as well. So I think that Scottsdale is super up and coming. We have a lot of brides that want to go there. It is super hot because they have the bars and the clubs that you can go to in the afternoon and in the evening. There's a bunch of amazing restaurants. And it's warm all the time in Scottsdale. So, yeah, so awesome. Everyone wants to go to Scottsdale. Another new and up and coming place to go to would be Jackson Hole. So Jackson Hole, Salt Lake City, Tahoe, things of, you know, the outdoors nature. I know when the time comes for me, I'm much more of an outdoorsy type of girl. So I love like the s'mores around the campfire and like hiking. And, this is also kind of super random, but like a hot dog party. Cause I like love hot dogs. So like for me, like that would be super fun. That's just the type of person I am. But if you want to go to like Miami and party it up, or Scottsdale and party it up, like we can plan your party for you. Like we plan everyone's party unique towards what they want to do and who they are as a person. So that's also, I think we're super unique as well, because we can do that. We have the flexibility to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like no party will be alike. And that's what I love, because it's so customized. Exactly.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, it's interesting, because when we started this business, we were like, okay, there's so many common things that happen on bachelorette parties. At the same time, though, they're also unique. And so that was the challenge as business owners. And as we were strategizing, we're like, okay, how do we make it, you know, super unique and custom to you, but also give you, you know, what everyone kind of wants. And so I think that we, with the app that we developed, that's literally why we invested into this technology, because we're like, there's nothing else out there that is customizable, but gets you what you need. So that's exactly I think that Bianca and I have hit that sweet spot of being able to do, you know, we've kind of got you covered with, we know what you kind of want, like the sort of skeleton of it.
Right.
But then on top of that, everything about it, every element, the t-shirt, the activities, you know, everything like that is completely customizable to you and who you are as a bride.
Love it. I love it. And that is what it is all about. Well, Bianca and Caitlin, I'm so excited that y'all came up with this app during a pandemic. And it just, it sounds so amazing, whether you're a bachelorette, whether you're a bachelor, or whether you're like me and you're like, listen, I just want to go on vacation with the girls when I can. I mean, this is so amazing. So tell the listeners one more time, the name of your app, what your logo looks like, so they're sure to download it.
So if you go into the app store, just type in Destination Batch, B-A-C-H. Our logo is a cranberry color with a little diamond on it. It's super adorable. You won't miss it. And then once you download, go ahead and fill in all of the information. It will take you right through on the app. Also follow us on Instagram at destination.batch, B-A-C-H, and it's the same tag for Facebook, as well. So you can find us.
Awesome. Got all of your social media covered.
Thank
too.
You I so much. That. We've worked very hard on that.
I can tell an app is not an easy challenge. So I'm so proud that, like I said, just despite everything in 2020 for y'all, it was like a light bulb that went off. Like, hey, we need to do something to make everyone's life easier. So amazing. Well, thank y'all so much for being on the podcast. And I'm looking forward to following y'all, and definitely.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been so fun. Yeah.
Well, y'all ladies have a happy new year, and let 2021 bring
Let's
us.
Let's do it. Let's go. We're ready. We're ready.
Bye. Bye, y'all. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Caitlin and Bianca. That was episode 30, and I was so excited to have just them and their energy and their idea on this app for episode 30. It makes me so happy, because it's really amazing how many ladies have come up with some really interesting and just innovative ideas during this pandemic of 2020. You know, they thought that it would make it everyone's life so much easier to be able to have an app where you can plan the destination, the restaurant, the Airbnb, the swag, everything that you would want in a bachelorette party. And they just have put it all into one app where you can even split the cost. Just so, so amazing. And I love it. And like I said, I think it's perfect, not only for a bachelor or bachelorette party, but I think it's just a good app to have with your girlfriends. Let's say you want to take a trip to Scottsdale, like she was saying, and you just really don't know where to begin. I think that they can really help guide you, because they have relationships with these vendors. And I think that's what's so important. You don't really want to go somewhere where you just don't really know a lot about it. And I think a review is great, but it's nice for them to actually have a relationship with these vendors. And also they have a discount. So super amazing. I'm excited for them and their new business venture. And if you are a bride and you're looking to plan something, I know it can be very scary right now, but definitely download the app and just kind of navigate through it and see what you think. Reach out to them. You can follow them on Instagram at destination.batch. And then you can also find their app, which is Destination Batch. They can help you with any questions. And maybe you really don't know where you want to go. No problem. You don't have to decide right then. But if you know, want to hear their suggestions, they definitely have just an amazing list of places. And, you know, I think the big thing here is the cancellation policies that they have in place. The last thing you want to do is book somewhere and then you can't get a refund, you can't get your money back, or you can't even change your dates. I know that personally happened to me during my bachelorette party, and it was in the midst of I guess it was in June of 2020 this year. Whew, almost done. And it was hard because we really didn't know what to do. And we actually ended up just having a small get together at my house because we couldn't really go anywhere. So if you are recently engaged or you're just looking to go on a trip, definitely seek them out and know that they have all of the policies in place to help you in the event that a date needs to be changed. So guys, thank you so much for listening. We have a lot more brides coming to you in 2021, guys, because this is just crazy. This has been such a crazy year, and thank you all for listening to Corona Brides. And I started this back in, I guess I started this back in March when I was a Corona Bride myself, and now it is at the end of December and we're coming into a new year, and sadly people are still having to cancel their weddings. So we have more interviews coming your way, and definitely go back and listen to some of the episodes if you are needing some advice to plan your own wedding. All right, happy new year and cheers to 2021. Bye guys.